The healing of the man born blind aroused hostile reactions to Jesus amongst the religious authorities in Jerusalem. This great miracle, which gave the blind man the light of day through restored sight and the light of the Spirit through faith in Christ, made the self-righteous leaders of the nation even more blind through their deliberate rejection of Christ and his works. From then on, the scribes and Pharisees and doctors of the law sank more deeply into the spiritual darkness of hatred. Jesus was in Jerusalem and was teaching the people. It was the time of the celebration of the Feast of Dedication, which was held annually in December and lasted 8 days. Jesus went to the temple, and, as he so often did, he began to teach by means of parables. This time the Lord gave the people a parable taken from the everyday life of shepherds, as keeping sheep was a well-known occupation in Palestine. In eastern countries, shepherds often gathered their flocks together in sheepfolds protected by walls, in which there was only one door. This entrance was guarded by a keeper to prevent thieves and wild animals getting into the fold. When the shepherds came to take their flocks out to pasture, the guardian would open the door, and each shepherd would call his own sheep, who would recognize the shepherd's voice and follow him. "I tell you the truth," said Jesus, "the man who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the door is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the door for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his flock, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. Indeed, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." This image of a flock of sheep referred to the people of God, who already in the Old Testament were called the Lord's flock. Throughout the history of Israel, God, the great shepherd of his sheep, had appointed shepherds of his choice, the prophets, to guard his flock. Every leader other than the one sent by God, said Jesus, was not a true shepherd, but a thief and a robber. The people who were listening to this parable understood the scenes described by Jesus, but did not grasp the hidden spiritual meaning of his words. Therefore he said to them, "I tell you, I am the door for the sheep. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture." By calling himself the door to the sheepfold, Jesus declared that he was the only way into the kingdom of God. Through faith in Christ, the sheep go through the door to eternal life. "I have come," said Jesus, "that they may have life and have it to the full." By way of this unique entrance, the people of God pass from death to eternal life. "The thief," said Jesus, "comes only to steal and kill and destroy." He was referring here to religious leaders who reject Christ, the true shepherd, and therefore lead the sheep to eternal loss. Then Jesus declared that he was not merely the one and only door to the kingdom of God, but that he was also the only true shepherd. "I am the good shepherd," he said. "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the owner of the sheep, so when he sees the wolf coming, he runs away, because he cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, and I lay down my life for them. No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and power to take it up again." In speaking of the good shepherd's voluntary self-sacrifice, Jesus was referring to the work of redemption he was soon to accomplish by his death and resurrection. He also spoke of other sheep that were not of the same sheep pen. "I must bring them in also," he said, "and there will be one flock and one shepherd." These words indicated that the door of salvation would be opened to all mankind. Jesus would be the good shepherd of believers from every nation. Next episode, the reactions aroused by this teaching.